Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL last night, Baker Mayfield threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another as the Browns ended the Steelers' 4-game winning streak, 21-7. But the game ended in a brawl after Cleveland defense end Myles Garrett ripped off Mason Rudolph's helmet and hit him in the head with it in the final seconds. Garrett faces a likely suspension for his actions, and Steelers center Maurkice Pouncey will likely be disciplined for kicking Garrett in the head. In other NFL news, Eagles receiver Alshon Jeffrey missed practice again yesterday because of an ankle injury, and New England is one of 11 teams attending Colin Kaepernick's workout in Atlanta tomorrow. The league said more teams are expected to attend the exiled quarterback's audition. Kaepernick hasn't played since 2016, when he helped start a wave of protest about social and racial injustice by kneeling during the national anthem. In the NBA last night, the Knicks defeated the Mavericks 106-103, and the Nuggets knocked off the Nets 101-93. In men's college basketball, Harvard beat Siena 59-56. In NBA news, Nets guard Caris LeVert has undergone surgery to repair ligaments in his right thumb. Brooklyn hasn't given a timetable for LeVert, who is averaging 16.8 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists this season. In the NHL, the Lightning ripped the Rangers 9-3, and the Hurricanes downed the Sabres in overtime 5-4. In MLB news, Angels outfielder Mike Trout has captured the American League MVP for the third time in his career, while Dodgers slugger Cody Bellinger is the National League Most Valuable Player. And in other news, Defense Secretary Mark Esper has issued new guidelines that will allow athletes attending the nation's military academies to seek waivers to delay their service and play professional sports immediately upon their graduation. I'm Jesse King.